I'm sure you've heard the saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. And the idea is that with the right picture or right painting, you can say more powerfully than you would with just words. In our passage today, Luke, our gospel writer, is painting a picture of something that Jesus doesn't tell us, something Jesus doesn't say. The picture that Luke is painting with the donkey, riding in on the donkey, with the cloaks thrown on the ground, with the praises of the crowd, is that Jesus is the Messiah. That Jesus is coming into Jerusalem as a royal, humble, conquering king. Jesus himself never says, "I am Messiah. I am king." But Luke is painting that picture for us. And all of this is summed up in what the disciples of Jesus say as they sing his praises. They tell us exactly what they foresee, what they see coming as Jesus comes into Jerusalem. They shout and they rejoice, saying, "Peace in heaven and glory to God in the highest." Now the Pharisees and the people, they all see what the picture is painting. The disciples are singing the praises of a Messiah. They quote to Jesus and they sing from Psalm 118, and it is a psalm that is all about the anointed one of God. And the Pharisees, they get the picture too. They know exactly what the image is showing them, and they tell Jesus to rebuke his disciples. "You can't say these things, Jesus." Everyone is either jubilant or upset. The Messiah has come. The King has arrived. Peace is on its way. Yet, as Jesus draws near to Jerusalem, he looks upon this holy city, and he begins to weep, to cry. And he laments and says, "Oh, that you would know the things that make for peace." Which is incredibly ironic because Jerusalem literally means city of peace. Yet this city of peace does not know what truly makes for peace. The Pharisees don't get it, and neither do Christ's own disciples. What makes for peace? Pharisees believe that peace came through either obedience to the law or penance if you didn't obey, that you would make amends for your sins. The disciples of Jesus, they praise Jesus as he comes into town, and they praise him specifically because of the miracles they've seen. They've seen this guy feed the multitudes. They've seen him cast out demons. They've seen him give sight to the blind, the ability to walk to those who cannot. And they see this, and that is what they praise. And in that, they see all our problems are solved. The world's going to be better with this guy at the head. This is the one who brings peace. But the peace that they have in mind is temporary. It's limited. It's a short-sighted peace. As disciples of Jesus, we often have a short-sighted sense of what true peace really is. We might think to ourselves that, you know, if only our leaders would submit to Jesus, would follow God, then we would know peace. Or we think, if only this person was in office and was elected, then we would know peace. If only we could all get the vaccine, if only we could just go back to normal, then we would know peace. If only I could be healed of this thing. If only God could bless me in this way, in this specific thing, then I would know peace. But the reality is, it is all short-sighted. It's all limited. And I think to each of those things, Jesus would say, oh, if you only knew the things that make for peace. This past Wednesday in our Lent and Wednesday services, which are unfortunately over now for another year, I did the monologue from the Roman centurion. And the Roman centurion, a part of his monologue, it's a focus is on the cross. And there's a scene in there, and it's in the Gospels too, when he looks up at the cross of Christ and sees Jesus on the cross and says, truly this man was the Son of God. And as I reflected on that and reflected on this sermon and Passion Week in general, I've been thinking about the cross. And for this sermon, I was thinking, you know, in Lutheran churches, and frankly Protestant churches, we might do better at times to go a little bit more Catholic. And by that I mean, maybe we should have some crucifixes here and there. You know what a crucifix is versus a cross? A cross is like that. The crucifix has Jesus on it in his suffering. And the reason I think that maybe we'd better be served that way, to have that picture in front of us a few more times and a little bit more often, is because this is exactly why Jesus comes to Jerusalem to begin with. Because the cross and his suffering is what Jesus is heading into this city of peace, and it's by his cross and his suffering that peace will be achieved. Only in his suffering is peace between earth and heaven brought to us and given to us. What truly makes for peace? It's not the political victory that Christ's disciples think Jesus is riding into. It's not a Jesus who is looked to only for miracles, only for blessings. That's not where peace is. Peace is only through the suffering Messiah. Jesus comes in not to receive a crown of thorns or a crown of gold, but a crown of thorns. He comes in not to be seated on a throne of gold, but a throne made of two heavy wooden beams thick with his blood. He doesn't come into Jerusalem to be hailed. He comes in to be mocked, to be jeered at, to be beaten. He comes in to suffer, to die. Way back at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, at the Christmas story, the angels sing of Jesus, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. As Jesus comes in to Jerusalem, his disciples sing, glory to God in the highest, peace in heaven. And it's only at the cross that peace on earth and peace in heaven will be achieved. That heaven and earth will be reconciled. And it's only there that you and I can truly know peace. A peace that isn't dependent on the political situation of the day. A peace that isn't dependent on my good health. A peace that isn't dependent on financial blessing. A peace that isn't dependent on whether it's going to rain or not. It's a peace, as St. Paul says, that passes all understanding, that sees us through our own suffering, because Jesus suffered for you. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.